This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside it's so frustrating.
Live, Joe Rogan, again, had the professor from Evergreen University who's had to leave because of death threats, you name it. The college has been shut for weeks. It's all just a giant mental illness pity party. You've all seen the videos of just hundreds and hundreds of screaming minorities. Screaming, get out, white, you're evil, and then finding professors that are in their offices and running up and screaming at them. And a lot of the white professors then agreed and said, we agree, you know, fire the biology professor who says it's racist to ban whites. Yes, fire him, fire him. So all getting into the bullying, getting into their own nest of control. Again, the weapon was meant to be turned outward for leftist control of society and guilting everyone into their paradigm. But because they've been contained, they're feeding on each other. Vampires need blood, and the parasites don't have it. And you can take white people, black people, anybody, and brainwash them like this. But you look at these young adults. They act like three-year-old babies throwing temper tantrums in these videos. Back to Joe Rogan.
Dramatic interpretations of events and things like emails, where this is not a one-on-one debate. There's a real problem with blogs and emails, and I've talked about this several times, but it's worth repeating. There's a real problem when someone writes something like that specifically about another person like you, mm-hmm. and just writes it, but you're not there to respond. So they can write as much stuff that's not true, and they can put it all down, and then it's there. And then someone has to refute it, but it's still there. So you don't even get to refute the actual document. You write your own, and then someone has to go and read that at a different location. It's a real weird way to distribute information, and it's contrary to the way human beings rationally discuss and debate ideas.
Well, I would say there are many rules that are written into the way we interact now that make it possible for this to happen. So there was an instance where a faculty member accused those that were challenging any of these equity proposals as being part of a racist backlash. And she was clearly talking about me because I'm the most most prominent person objecting.
Is this faculty member a white person?
No. So anyway, she says in a faculty meeting that this is a racist backlash. And I said to her in front of this faculty meeting, I said, somebody might want to check on the question of whether or not I'm actually a racist, because if you do check on it, you will discover I'm not. And if you don't, this is going to blow up on you. And the chair of the faculty told me that the faculty meeting was not the place to defend myself against accusations of racism. I said to her, that's fine.
It's also not the place to level
the accusations. But I said, where is the place? And then the faculty member who had made the accusation said, you should not expect there to be a venue in which to defend yourself. You should just get used to these accusations. In a separate case, I was told...
What? Who said that? A white guy or...
No, it's the same faculty member who made the accusation.
Wait a minute. The person said that you should just accept these untrue accusations.
Yes.
What was your reaction to that? That this is not a place for you to defend yourself against racist accusations. This is a place for you to just eat...
Right. You just have to accept these accusations. On a separate occasion, we were also told that that to question an allegation of racism is racist.
Oh.
So
convenient.
Yeah. I'm trying to wrap my mind around that one.
To question an accusation of racism is racist.
Right. We have an obligation to believe.
All right.
Wow.
The full interview is on Joe Rogan's website, or you can just search engine the Joe Rogan podcast with the professor, Bert Weinstein, and find that. It's a powerful interview because these are really nice mainline progressive, you know, smart guys that are discovering the giant trap that this whole thing is, because it's all over the country, it's all over the world, and it's about controlling knowledge and not letting you challenge your accusers. Just like they want me silenced in the media to just have Tom Brokaw call me a total racist with no proof. He just says it.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Michael Malice is our guest the next 40 minutes or so. Then I've got other news I want to get to, dealing with the economy, war, the building threats to overthrow the president. You have the Democrats losing 4 special elections that they spent more money on than any other elections previous. That's all admitted. You've got investigative journalists, I say that in quotes, crawling all over InfoWars. You've got Megyn Kelly's fake piece she did, which even mainline liberals say that blew up in her face and the worst ratings ever recorded on Dateline, 3.5 million viewers. Used to have 10 million. When she took over, 7 million. That was just a month ago. So this is an incredible time to be alive. But I noticed their main attack is that we fund ourselves in InfoWars. Why? We make money. Why? We sell T-shirts, and we sell books, and we sell water filters, and they make fun of all that. We go out and find the very best water filters, the very best books, documentaries, and we sell them. We've got The Good American about the NSA spying with William Binney on DVD. How horrible. And now they've been saying, ooh, we sell toiletries, non-GMO, organic shampoo and body wash, and non-nano zinc oxide sunscreen, and healthy organic anti-bug spray with Emmerich's Essentials. They're going to call it, you know, snake poo or snake shield, because I'm not allowed to sell anything. Anything either is evil. And they want to shut down our funding. So they have been constantly filing complaints, the liberal media with the Food and Drug Administration. They have been constantly doing articles in every major publication you can imagine, from Newsweek to Time to the New Yorker magazine to just everything, about how we sell Supermel Vitality, that, by the way, is a private labeled product that's been out for over a decade, that's sold at Whole Foods, and that is known concentrated herbs that, for whatever reasons, have been known for thousands of years to boost vitality, energy. Certainly works with my libido, okay? But the point is, Jeff Bezos now owns Whole Foods. He is the biggest seller in the world of Supermel Vitality and products like it. And you got one thing the liberals do know about, it's herbs and vitamins and stuff. I mean, it really works. It's great stuff. It's the fastest growing industry left in this country. And everything we sell is what they call grass. And that's law back in the 90s, meaning the FDA says this, you know, we see this as safe. We have top lawyers that have worked for the FDA, two of them, that certify all our labels and certify what we say about it to just be above reproach. I mean, DNA Force has the true organic sourced bio-PQQ that we buy from Mitsubishi America, and it's the only one out there that you can say is actually that. It's a drug in Japan. Bio-PQQ, folks. CoQ10. There's no debate about how good this stuff is. It's like vitamin C. It's sold out. It's so good, and it has to all be lab tested. We're sold out of it half the time because we follow California standards. There's more lead in the air that can be in our products. We go to crazy level, and that's what they can't stand, because the complaints and the crap that's been filed and the rest of it has just, they went to Power Reviews, one of the biggest third-party review sites, and said there's no way he has 50,000-plus reviews, and the average is 4.7. No one else has that. Power Reviews said, yeah, here's all the data. Said, you're an idiot. We cut out the stuff that's too good. Because I went and partnered with four of the biggest organic manufacturers in the country that are the producers. Our toothpaste is made by the folks that make Tom's from Maine, the top seller. I go out and find the best companies. Then I have other stuff added to it. Folks want iodine and colloidal silver. I add that to it. And then it becomes a super mega seller. Wow, I did market research. Plus, I personally use it. Wow, I'm so evil. So, they have a huge article. This is Atlantic, and then I'm going to my guess. This is Atlantic Monthly, that is the liberal mouthpiece, even more than the New York Times, where they just wrote, we want to overthrow Trump, we want to disallow the whole election of the Republicans, kick them all out. Sean Hannity covers it. They go, oh, Sean Hannity's insane. He got it from Jones. Washington Post yesterday. Sean Hannity's now in Alex Jones territory. Well, the same people now have testosterone wars. And they go on to say, we tried to call, but no one would defend their product. And they sent us to the whistleblower email. What'd they call, like, our answering service at midnight? Everybody knows we have media at InfoWars. You know how to contact us, you liars. There's a big link on the front page of the site. So it's all about, we're hiding. We won't tell you what we're up to. Let me show you another example of this. This is in the New York Daily News. There's a trick. There's lots of letters to the editor that get sent in. And every day I'll see some shocking headline. Some shocking headline. Then I'm done going to our guest. On a Google search, they'll say something horrible like, Alex Jones is a murderer. Alex Jones is a child molester. Alex Jones robs banks. Alex, and I go, look, that's how they get me. They'll take letters to the editor saying nice things, and they'll put it next to other letters in the headline toward knowing most people only read the headlines. Here it is. You see a headline with Tom Hanks in it. It draws your attention. You read it. And it says, June 20th, celebrities, Alex Jones and sexual abuse. And I go, gee, let me read that. And here's the letter to the editor. It's like the second one down. Keeping up with Jones. So it's something nice the person said about me. But in the headline, it's not even subliminal. It's above subliminal. Alex Jones and sexual abuse. Isn't that nice? Here it is. Morgan Hill, California. I was a longtime Democrat, a Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders supporter. I watched Alex Jones, Network News, there's an article, June 13th. I'm not an uneducated racist or a nut. I am a retired teacher. My family and friends watch him, too. They are hardworking, patriotic dentists, cops, military veterans, and educators. I think your horrible depiction of Jones is untrue. He loves all people and wants everyone to have a better life, and he is the only one who predicted Donald Trump winning. I refuse to watch the mainstream media anymore. The most hilarious thing is no one understands us. We are revolting against lies and corporate media. Eden Perry in Morgan Hill, California, who saw some hit piece video they did on me. So, here's the deal. We sell like 40 products of vitamin, mineral, amino acid, fruit punch for your kids. We've got Child Ease that's a top-labeled 30-year top-selling product in the country for children from a top brand name. Emrex Essentials is the number three biggest organic shampoo toiletry line in the country, but private labeled to my middle name, 20% off. That's bad, too? I mean, Bezos can sell whatever he wants, bad supplements, good supplements, stuff that's not FDA, you know, none of that stuff. But me, I bring you the very best to help fund our operation, and they are so pissed. Because if anybody else, don't worry, guys, I can fund this with T-shirts. I can fund this with water filters. In fact, it goes in cycles. We're about to get back into big pushing. That's bad, too. You know, drink the water, folks. You know, drink the best phenol A. Drink it all. So tyrants always use economic control to dominate people. So let these tyrants know you're aware of their activities and get some of the high-quality products, free shipping right now, and massive discounts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But they are out to get us, and I mean, they report this like we're criminals. And then they lie and say that I'm countering the gay bomb with my product. That was a BBC headline about a gay bomb, chemicals they were going to spray on the Iraqis that basically make you have sex with a fence post. But again, they don't think you'll have a vast article saying I'm a liar about lizard penis raids. That was Associated Press about the lizard penises. But it sounds crazy, so they take it out of context. Yes, they're shipping in smuggled, monitored lizard penises. There it is, scientists developed gay bomb. The Daily Mail. I'm not the one making this up. This is going on. Okay, I'm going to shut up for the rest of the time. I appreciate our guest joining us. His book is Dear Leader, speaking of economic control and slavery, the unauthorized biography of Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-il, who, again, is the third generation hereditary dictator of the communist hellhole. And I think you should give it to all your liberal friends so they can learn about the wonders of this. But we just saw Mr. Warmbier die of injuries sustained there, but the democracy of North Korea, as they call it, they claim that it had nothing to do with their custody, that he died on the or got brain damage on the flight over. So joining us, of course, they would never lie, Michael Malice, best-selling author. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I have nothing to say about lizard penis, unfortunately. I can't speak on that.
Well, it was in the AP. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, they're like smuggling it in. People see it as a drug. And so there was a big SWAT team raid over it, and I reported it, and just people think I'm making that up.
But what I want as a supplement is to teach me how to have a better voice like yours, because I think I'm too high, and I want a little more.
No, time. You don't want one. My voice is shot is what's happened. Hey, seriously, we've got a few minutes to break, but I want you to have the floor here. Tell us about the Dear Leader. What is the essence of North Korea and our Dear Leader?
North Korea practices what they preach, by which I mean they think human life does not matter except as a function of the government. Your entire life has to be at the leader's behest. They explicitly say the leader gives the citizens socio-political life. So human beings don't matter. So you see this not only with Otto Warmbier, who was a very tragic story and was very clearly a murderer, but you saw this in the 90s when they allowed 1 to 2 million of their own population to starve, rather than let the government lose their control of power. So these people are, you know, we're blessed in this country because I think a lot of people, I was born in the Soviet Union, a lot of people don't realize how bad governments can be. They think it's income taxes or they think it's, you know, something like Bloomberg stuff. It's not. It can get so bad and we're so used to it being so good here that we get oblivious. You know, being born in the Soviet Union, we have the KGB, and now we have the NSA. What's the difference? It's the same exact thing. When you were in Russia, people would listen to your phone calls and read your mail, and now we brought it in, and it's the Republicans who did it. So it's just really, really sad to see what's happening in this country in many ways.
And to be clear, he's the dear leader, but your book is Dear Reader. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, well, right. So, I mean, North Korea is really, if people want to understand just how bad government can be, this is how it's been for 70 years with this country and these poor people.
Is North Korea the most evil country on earth?
Without a question of a doubt. They have concentration camps. You can see the concentration camps on Google Earth. There's 100,000, 200,000 people in them right now. And another, I mean, I know after the break we can talk at length, but there's levels of hell that we can't even imagine. So whenever you see the media reporting on how funny they are, this is a country of hostages where everyone has a gun to the back of their head at all times. And if someone put a gun to the back of your head, Alex, or mine, you would do some wacky stuff too, just to keep yourself and your family alive.
That's right, like crying for 3 days when the dear leader dies.
Yes.
Michael Malish, expert on the Democratic Republic of North Korea. It's as democratic as our Democratic Party. It wants war. It wants death. It wants slaves. It wants total control as the priest of power stomping on a human face forever.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Michael Malish is our guest. I don't know where to begin. He's the expert on North Korea, written the unauthorized biography that's been hailed, Dear Reader, about the Dear Leader. This is a short segment, long segment coming up to flesh this out. But what about the left celebrating Mao, celebrating North Korea, celebrating China, celebrating the most oppressive forms of this? rallies just last weekend in Austin with communists with, you know, with their AK-47s out, semi-autos, saying, you know, they want to kill everybody, and then saying they want to be like North Korea, they want to be like China. It's just the most ridiculous joke ever. It's like saying they want to go to hell instead of Valhalla. What is it like for you to be an expert on this and then see the left in love with this?
Well, I'm a kind-hearted guy, despite my name, and I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I genuinely think, for the most part, once people understand what North Korea is really like, they will realize this is complete hell on earth, like you said. This is not aspirational for anyone. And that's the reason I wrote the book, because the media gets it wrong so often. They like to portray North Korea as this carnival, as a sideshow, as this wacky kind of country where everyone gets along and everything's nice. And I'm like,
yeah, they only show the parades and things and say, look at these funny people.
It's like Disney World, right? Like, hey, who doesn't like a parade, right? Alex is like, hey, parades all day. It's not parades all day. These are, you know, like the Bataan Death March. So I said, the books out there were either too depressing or too scholarly. I said, there's got to be a book where you can read and in an entertaining way understand what is going on there and understand behind this facade of, you know, having a good time and it's this, you know, military superpower. They're really the worst place on earth, and it didn't happen overnight. It took 70 years for this family, the Kim family, to build the walls that are oppressing these people.
And I love how the leadership's all fat and everybody else is starving to death. It's so archetypal.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's like they choose who gets food based on their loyalty to the regime. We can get into that system after the break. I don't have much time. But yeah, there's so many levels to how they control the people. It's not just the telephones. It's not just the television. It's not just the education system. It's just so stacked and so covered that it seems your heart just has to break for the North Korean people.
My heart does break. You know, my sister's Korean, adopted. She was, you know, the South is a lot better than the North. It has its own problems. If somebody is born out of wedlock, seen as a ghost child, basically thrown on the side of the road and starved to death. So, I mean, I have a connection to Korea, and I've talked to family that's been in the military over there. But they talk about the North, where the entertainment is torturing and raping people and killing people's children in front of them and the forced labor camps. And you look at the demonic look in the soldiers' eyes. I see the same look in the Democrats' eyes. I'm not kidding. For them, it's about dominating other people.
I can't go as far as that, because if I had to choose between Hillary Clinton and Kim Jong-un, this would not be a hard choice. But I think a lot of times when people have the wrong convictions, and it becomes a slippery slope, and that's the real concern.
I don't know. If you look at the evil eyes of Hillary and stealing 97% of the Haitian money and all the bad things she's been involved in, I think she's a Kim Jong-un. I just think she can't get that much, you know, evil done here.
Well, she's not that charismatic, so there's already one big difference, huh? And she couldn't win an election like he did.
That's right. Oh, yes, he has elections. You've got the greatest hits of this, what folks need to know. Let's start running through North Korea, what it really is and where it's going.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about the levels of control that they have. So everyone in North Korea, everyone, is slotted into some group, your school, your neighborhood, your office. And once a week, people ask, why don't they have a rebellion? Why don't they revolt? Well, once a week, you have to get together with your school or your office, your neighborhood, and you have to get up and say, this is what I did wrong this week. And then your peers have to get up and denounce you. So, and you better have something to say. So everyone in the country is constantly spying on everyone else. And it's been this way since the 70s. Now, if you're looking for something to say about somebody else and they start plotting against the government, well, that's the first thing you're going to report them on. So right away, they have a mechanism to make sure people can't get together and collude against the government. So that's something we can't.
And that's just like modern political correctness, where everyone's guilty and you must announce you're guilty and you must say you're guilty to be accepted.
Yes, right, that's exactly right. So another thing that they have is in the 50s and for, you know, there are several iterations over the decades. They, and I get into this in my book, they had something called the Understanding People Project. Now, Alex, you know perfectly well that these dictatorships always have nice, sunshiny names to these horrible things that they do. It's never like concentration camp. It's like Camp Fun, right? So what is the Understanding People Project? They interviewed everyone in the country, everyone, and they asked them about the family background. There were good people, people who fought with the great leader Kim Il-sung, people who were communists. There were bad people. Did you have a priest in your family? Were you a landlord? Based on this, your family was assigned a Sungbun score, which is like a credit score, and you're divided into the loyal caste, the wavering, or the hostile. And this determines everything about your life, where you live, whether you can go to college, who you marry. So simply due to the circumstances of your birth, and which is a complete repudiation of communist ideology, every aspect of your life is determined by your family members and what they did over the last 50 years.
Yeah, so it's a total caste system, and then what your family background is, if you're sent to a re-education camp, then that decides how much food you get, what jobs you have.
Right.
Unbelievable. And this is what the left hails and thinks is cute and funny. And they also promote China and think it's cute and funny. An expert on North Korea is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The book is Dear Reader, about the Dear Leader. I want to get him back for a full hour sometime to just go over the psychology of Kim Jong-un, because he went to school in Switzerland, and then he comes back, and then his older brother runs off to go to Disney World, and then they end up poisoning him. How do you live in Switzerland? Beautiful. Tons of food. People being nice to you, and then go back and oppress your own people. So is he really in control? Is it China that's in control? Is it the military? You know, we hear a lot of stuff. The word is it's the military there. China's been trying to exert control. I'm not defending China. But we're going to get the expert. I mean, he's hailed as one of the top experts, best-selling author, ghostwrites a lot of the big, you know, top, you know, political books you see out there with Fox News hosts that have put out. Very prolific. Michael Malice. Follow him on Twitter, @MichaelMalice. Going back to this just briefly, Testosterone Wars. I had a chance now to read this article fully because they gave it to me earlier. I only read part of it. They actually say we're bad-selling vitamin B12, folks. Liquid methylcobalamin, the same type people inject under the tongue. You get better absorption rate than just swallowing it or taking a pill. I mean, give me a break. Whole Foods can sell it. Amazon can sell it. It works. My medical doctor, when I was 40, I went and got a checkup, and they said, you're pre-diabetic, and you better lose some weight, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, by the way, vitamin B12 injections, here, take this, and it really helped me. And then I went out to one of the top companies, and we put out Secret 12. That is basically pharmaceutical grade. I mean, it's, don't inject it because you can do that from a doctor. It is vitamin B12, 80%. The other 20% is this other vitamin B12 that helps it upload better. The point is, I mean, I get better energy off of it than a cup of coffee. And they're like, no one's really sure if vitamin B12 is needed. You just die without it. And again, you have to understand, Super Male is a private label of the cold-pressed into an oil form, male stamina, energy, you name it, product. You understand that? Our colloidal silver is the one they sell in Whole Foods. We just sell it $5 lower. Again, our toothpaste. But they're even demonizing that I sell toothpaste. What next? Is toothpaste not needed? Is that okay with you? You're such hypocrites. The mainstream media has Prozac ads and these ads where it says it can kill you and irritable this and restless leg that and it'll cause heart attacks and brain damage and blah, 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 blah. Then they lie and say, oh, vaccines never hurt you. They've never had a side effect. Yeah, they just have a secret vaccine damage fund they pay out billions a year on. The vaccine insert says it can kill you deader than a hammer. But they're okay pushing that. No, no, I'm bad. Well, guess what? Super Male Vitality is 30% off, 4th of July special. Try it and just see what it does for you. There's a reason it's a bestseller. Brainforce Plus is just a bunch of known nootropics. There's a reason it's a bestseller. It is overall the bestseller. We've got Survival Shield X2, Deep Earth, Iodine, just search engine. Iodine deficiency, IQ, that's all you need to know. And most of the iodine in the environment is bound, cannot be absorbed. Emirates Essentials, again, we got non-nano zinc. We copy the top brand in the country from the top brand that is kind enough to do that with us. So horrible, I'm selling sunscreen. Pretty soon, there's no proof sunscreen's needed. Another conspiracy theory. Living Defense, check it out. InfoWars Life. com or 888-253-3139. They're coming after us. We need your support. All right, back to our guest. I'm going to try to shut up, give him the floor. Give us the most important info about North Korea, where it's going, Kim Jong-un, what you think he's going to do, who's really in control.
Kim Jong-un is unquestionably in control. So the leadership and the regime are people who are there not because of their intelligence or their skill, but because of their loyalty. As we talked before the break, since everyone is always spying everyone else, this weeds out disloyal people. And at the very top, you just get these absolute bootlickers, which is good because you don't want smart people at the top. You want people who don't know what they're doing because that will give you a great chance to neutralize the regime. And they are starting to freak out. So North Korea, in many ways, it has is a religious culture. They've made a religion of Juche, of their leaders. They idolize them and regard them supernatural. And they have their own version of the Ten Commandments. And the Tenth Commandment says something like, the leadership of the revolution shall be fulfilled through the generation until the end. What that means is, only a descendant of the founder of North Korea, the great leader Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-un's grandfather, can be a leader. So that's why Kim Jong-un killed his older brother, Kim Jong-nam, because if you take out his older brother, he's safe. You don't have a plan B. So this was very much an insurance policy and a demonstration that he's starting to get scared of his hold on power.
Keep going, brother.
Well, I mean, and thankfully, I know neither of us are fans of China, to put it mildly. The fact that the Chinese met with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, that the fact that the Chinese are publicly turning their back on North Korea and condemning them, this is very good news. Look, China has to defend a lot of their crap. They don't want an American ally on their border. They don't want 24 million North Korean refugees who don't speak Chinese crossing the Tumen River and setting up camp in Manchuria. At the same time, China is trying to pass itself as respectable, as decent on the world stage. It's impossible to defend a college kid coming to your country, welcomed, He didn't sneak in. He was welcomed by the government as a tourist, and now he winds up dead. No one can defend this with a straight face, and this is why North Korea is starting to get very scared.
They're now saying that Mr. Warmbier was never tortured in custody.
I think that's plausible, and here's why. I was in the same hotel as him. I stayed on the same floor. He was not a prisoner. He was a hostage. They've taken many Americans with some kind of pretense and held them as hostages, and everyone who got out says they were treated well by North Korean standards. Now, treated well by North Korean standards is still terribly. The doctors didn't find any signs of trauma in his body. If I had to guess, I would guess he was driven into self-harm. The point is, when you have a hostage, like any criminal, you want to make sure you could give that hostage back in exchange for your ransom. So the fact is, things obviously took a turn for the worse with him, and they're like, we got to get this body out of North Korea before we have a body in our hands. And that's exactly what happened, right? A week after he got back here, he was in a coffin. So that just tells you that they are not crazy, they are evil. They know what they're doing, and that makes them even more reprehensible.
Again, I'm just sitting back. As I start talking, I won't stop. This is all riveting, just to get into the psychology of this place, and the fact that they've got more landmass than the South. But the South is probably the most productive country in the world, has an incredibly high standard of living. And then just north, everything looks wasted. I'm told there are hardly any bugs or birds. They've eaten everything. Why doesn't totally communism produce this wondrous heaven? Look at Venezuela's collapsing into road warrior right now.
Right. During the 90s, when things really went bad for them, they even had polio return. The average height of a North Korean is 4 inches shorter than the genetically identical South Koreans. South Korea has the highest per capita at one point of all of Eastern Asia. North Korea has African-level GDP. So it takes a lot of work for this evil family to take this proud people and destroy the entire country. And this did not happen overnight, and it's not going to end overnight either.
So this is like a vampire kingdom of a bunch of fat vampires running around torturing, raping, and murdering. I mean, it's just incredible.
And then when you see things like Al Jazeera running articles about how cute the traffic girls are in the capital city of Pyongyang, it's like, can you be any more delusional? Can you have any less...
Why is there leftist defense of North Korea? I haven't seen New York Times articles that kind of cutesy and say nice things about it.
I can't even... Alex, I got God help me, I can't even begin to wrap my head around it. You know, again, being born in the Soviet Union, the idea that anyone can find anything kind of admirable about this country and what they're doing to the children, not having children have food. You can't even begin to wrap your head around that psychology. All you have to do is just get thee behind me, Satan, is my approach to that.
And let's talk about how he likes to kill even members of his own family.
Right. So when Kim Jong-un took over for his father in 2011, Kim Jong-il's sister, Kim Hyung-wi, was behind the scenes guiding things. Kim Hyung-wi is so wicked, she drove her own daughter to suicide because her daughter married someone of a lower social class, right? So when he took over, that was her husband that was killed. He was not killed by dogs. That's a myth. But look at how the corporate media gets it wrong. You know, you heard all those stories that he got his uncle eaten by dogs, and it's like, look how crazy North Korea is. Look how crazy North Korea is. It's not that someone was eaten by dogs. It's that someone who was like third in line of the government was executed overnight without cause. Can you imagine if, you know, President Trump had a Secretary of State executed out of nowhere? It would be psychotic. It would not make any sense. Yet that is the norm in this most evil of countries.
Well, if people want to go down this rabbit hole, they can just search engine North Korean labor camps. But the sickest part is juxtaposing it, Kim Jong-un's women and all these women dressed in white all around him. And they're all manicured and dressed in Western style. They've all got Western apparel. And then you see, you know, people being babies being eaten by rats, or them telling families in forced labor, go ahead and eat your child. And then they do eat their child. And then you look at the eyes of the guards. It's like they're demon possessed. It's like they're jack-o'-lanterns. It's like some evil spirit is feeding in North Korea.
They are explicitly told, the guards are, enemies of the leader are not human beings. And there's one story in these labor camps when a woman was raped by the guards. Well, you're not allowed to have sex with the guards, so she was punished. They ran her over with a truck, amputated her legs, and then she had to push herself around on a tire to still fulfill her work quota. That is how reprehensible it is in the camps. Also, they have family punishment. So when your family goes to the camps, and let's suppose you kill yourself, your family has to fulfill your quota. So even death is not escape from the leadership of this horrific regime.
And for those who don't know, they have restaurants in Denver and New York and in London celebrating North Korea, celebrating China. And it's a form of sick cuckolding. It's like people in the lap of luxury, the lap of freedom, are almost like begging to open the gate of hell.
Yeah, I mean, when you go there and you see these people, and what I did, being an obnoxious New Yorker, I would wave at everyone, get right in their face. Because when you do that to someone, the reaction is going to be sincere. They're going to be taken aback. And you'd see grandmas with their grandkids doting over them. Teenage girls would giggle and cover their mouths. You know, the teenage guys who thought they were too tough for school with their tracksuits would just stare at you and glare you down. But their reactions were so normal. And you realize communism can't turn people into robots. If they could, it would work. But so what you have is 24 million prisoners who are desperately trying to live normal lives in the most abnormal country on earth. And that's why I'm so honored that I get to talk about this,
sure,
to give people understanding, and why I wrote my book. So people can get this is not something to take lightly.
This is what happens once you go into collectivism. Just evil, yeah, rises. It's not about ingenuity. It's not about work. It's all just about barbarism. Michael Malish, you know, you've written a lot of best-selling books. They know how to Google your name. I mean, you can see satellite photos that only, what, two towns have power. And then you see the South, it's all lit up like a Christmas tree just to show the deindustrialization. But you've got gigantic huevos to go into a place where they routinely, as you know, kidnap and kill people. Why did you do this?
Because I had to, because someone had to do something about this. Because it was, as a Jew, as a Russian, those were two chances for my family to have been taken to a camp in the middle of the night. And the biggest place where that's still the case on earth is North Korea. And I said, by golly, I'm going to do something about this. Because after a while, as a writer, you want to give back and kind of make a difference. And if I'm moving the needle a little bit over there, that is a huge opportunity for positive change on this earth.
I'm just so ashamed of humanity. I feel guilty for North Korea. I think that's what you just said. We're not like liberals here, like trying to find guilt. I just can't help but feel guilty when I've got this great life in this great country to see people living like this. And then I see people making jokes about it. I want to smack them in the face.
Right. And what you also see a lot of times is these kind of some of these neocons who don't understand. They'd be like, they're threatening us. We should just bomb them to oblivion. I'm like, yeah, real tough guy. You're bombing 24 million slaves. That's the real moral.
Who have no internet, no TV. They believe the propaganda. The children are taken at birth in the lower caste. They don't know where they are. And they believe since the last war, when over a million of them died in the North alone, that they're waiting for this. And they've got, what is it, 100,000 pieces of artillery aimed at Seoul? I mean, let's talk about war scenarios here.
Oh, I mean, Alex, it's a nightmare scenario. You know, you hear in the press, it's like, what if they're going to nuke L.A.? Right now, even if they didn't have nukes, which they certainly do, right now, they can send so many missiles into Seoul, South Korea, population 10 million, just south of North Korea. I don't even want to imagine that visual of missiles hitting all these skyscrapers. It would be like the film Independence Day, but for real, the horrors of that are unfathomable. And they boast explicitly that if we're going down, we're taking down as many people with us as we can. So people who are just like,
why don't their elites get with Kim Jong-un and say, let's work with the West, let's make a deal, bring wealth in. I guess they just love the power and they're too cowardly. They're such pig demons. I look at these fat little demons. I just, you know.
There's two reasons. Kim Jong-nam, the eldest brother, wanted to liberalize. And Kim Jong-il said, if you want openness, open a window. We're Korea. What worked for China will work for us. So that's what, one of the reasons why he was passed over for Kim Jong-un. But also, if you look at Romania, Iraq, Libya, and many other such dictatorships, when these regimes go down, the people at the top are personally tortured and murdered with good reason.
That's right, like Ceausescu.
Yes. So if Kim Jong-un lost his control and power, certainly someone would and should put a bullet in him. So that's a big reason for him to do whatever he can to maintain that hold.
Yeah, we should do a whole show sometime on the fall of Ceausescu. They had power for the whole country, but he only liked his little city in a city having it. So he turned everybody's power off at nighttime. I mean, he's just these people.
And one of the greatest moments that you will ever see as someone who loves freedom, if you go on YouTube and look up Ceausescu's final speech, he would give speeches. Everyone had to cheer or else, you know, they're going to get you. And this is the first time the audience in 40 years or something like that started booing him. And you see the look on his face when he turns and he realizes the jig is up. And I think within a week later, him and his evil wife were shot.
That's because his own military was ready to kill him.
Yeah, but Kim Jong-un, it's not the same way. They are loyal to the leader, and that makes it even harder to imagine an endgame there.
Well, I know this. I'm not looking for a war, but the left openly wants a civil war. I think we've already entered the first levels of it. From Johnny Depp to Madonna saying kill the president to Kathy Griffin. And I just, they're the most unmilitaristic wimps trying to start a war with the ghost of George Washington. I feel sorry for them if they actually kick this thing off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other side has all the guns. You know, don't bring a decapitated head to a gunfight. You're not going to win, Kathy Griffin.
So is it a coming of age for the left? They're all say they're anti-violence, but they want it offensively. I mean, they're so pathetic and childlike. Well, why do you think they're just running around talking about murder and frothing at the mouth?
Because I think when you start talking to each other and have an echo chamber, you have to try to outdo each other. You know how, like, in stand-up or improv, the first rule is yes and, you have to build on the other person's joke, right? So they're trying to outdo each other in virtue signal to show their contempt for the president, to be like, well, I want him to be impeached. Oh, yeah, well, I want him to be shot. And they don't realize how this comes off to even regular liberal people who might believe in a social safety
net. Yeah, I want his supporters killed.
Yeah, right. And you, that's why the moderates are going to Trump, because it's like, listen, I disagree with the guy. I don't want you making fun of his son. I don't want you, you know,
it only makes you love Trump more. Michael Malice, the book, Dear Reader, available in bookstores everywhere. Michael Malice, please don't get it on Amazon. He's a globalist, folks. Get it somewhere else and support independent press in this country. Michael Malice, you're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great pleasure.
Wow. Powerful. Okay, I got Joe Biggs popping in because he knew Michael Hastings' wife. Remember, he's a Rolling Stone guy. His car blew up. She's the one going around saying Trump's a suicide bomber. So we're going to talk about her.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you.
no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles on me.
You know, I like Jimmy Vaughn just when he's playing regular blues.
Don't want
with his guitar and somebody playing piano.
Don't want no
shackles. That's a great guy. Got Joe Biggs for two segments. He was able to pop in with us, and Mike Sturdivant is coming up because he texted me and pointed something out. He goes, I'm listening, and I noticed you haven't put two and two together, which is great. I want people to point out when I don't know something's going on. He goes, you recognize who that is saying that Trump is a suicide bomber? And I said, no, who is she? He goes, that's Michael Hastings' wife. And there's a reason to bring this back. Remember the guy that said, I found out the government's doing really horrible stuff. When it comes out, Obama's going down. He'd been a liberal. His car blows up going down the road. The engine shoots out like 100 and something yards. His wife tells Biggs she thought it was dirty pool at his funeral. Then she goes on CNN and says, oh, everything's wonderful. Oh, no, just the car was driving fast. He was running for his life when that happened. So let's play that clip and get Joe Biggs' take on it. Here she is. We're going to play the clip of her just coming out about Trump. Here it is.
Broadcast, I said bluff. I said the president was bluffing. I may have been perhaps too fair. It would seem as if the president may have been lying all along about the existence of these tapes.
No, he's just wasting. He wasted the country's collective time speculating over whether these tapes existed or not. It's a sad day when you cannot depend on the president's word. And you know, my advice would just be to Republicans who do cozy up to him. It's just like hugging a suicide bomber. He blows you up in the process with him.
It's like hugging a... That's a little strong.
Yeah, I mean, look at what, if you go out on a limb, if you're a Republican who went out on a limb and defended Donald Trump over saying, well, he's got tapes that are going to back up his point of view, you just got blown up.
No, that's not what Trump said. He said, you better watch out. I might have tapes. Bluffing Comey into not lying and saying that the president tried to obstruct justice, which Comey says he didn't. So, and you know, here's the deal. When Trump says there might be tapes, somebody might have tapes, but I didn't tape it. Trump has tapes. You're in the president's office. You better believe it was taped. Just not by him. He's letting everybody know, okay? He tapes everything. 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 I've never taped anybody, but, I mean, Megyn Kelly was coming on so hard on the phone, I was like, this is the biggest hit piece on earth. And I said, hold on one moment. I got the other phone. I didn't even have a record app on my phone. To record phone calls. I guess they have those. I had to get another phone and record it that way. They're like, oh, you're being so immoral taping her. She was coming on, man. You could hear it in what she said in the tape. How she's obsessed with me and wants to have dinner with me like I'm some idiot that like even thinks she's attractive. Joe Biggs, you know the wife, the widow. And, of course, she was on the National Security Council herself as a top aide. Very, very interesting to have her up there saying this. What do you make of it, Joe?
I mean, it's disgusting. It's the same kind of rhetoric we see from the left day in and day out. I mean, you have Johnny Depp coming out calling for an assassination of Trump. You've got Kathy Griffin. It just fits this entire narrative. And she's someone who used to work for Bush. You know, I was shocked more than anything. My buddy Josh Kaplan posted the video yesterday, and I just saw her, and I was immediately, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty triggered. Because I just don't, ever since what happened with the funeral and then how she turned her back on that, I've kind of been upset with her from the get-go. I just stopped talking to her. When I saw her face, I was like, God, I was like, I got to watch this. What's going to happen? And when she goes, Trump is like a suicide bomber, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is the kind of rhetoric that leads to people being shot at. This is the type of stuff that fuels those basement dwellers who live at home with their mom and then finally come out of the shadows and try to pop off a few rounds at Republicans and have kill lists. That's adding to the fire. It's ridiculous.
And they're running around saying hunt Republicans, and then they don't even apologize for it. What do you think their plan is, Joe?
They want us to pop first. They want to provoke us to a point to where we pop off and we're the ones who draw first blood, and that's what they're trying to do. But they keep drawing blood. They've attacked us time and time again.
I agree.
The thing is, though, is the left media never covers that.
Back in 70 seconds, we'll finish up. Then Mike Sturdivant is coming up. I want to ask Joe Biggs. Clearly, they're behind the violence they wanted. Are they getting ready to stage a false flag? That'd be the perfect move right now. Infowars.com. Spread that link. They hate us. They're trying to shut us down. Support us. Free shipping. Infowarsstore.com. It's a revolutionary act to support us.